It's been high-skill basketball this quarter. A lot of tough shots falling from both Lancaster and York. That was another good left-handed layup there from Gary. Very difficult and a lot of traffic in the key there.
As number 33 here picks up the ball, allowing Stunt to try and work his way inside. Back out to 33, driving, kicking out. Once again, they have to watch that shot clock violation. Again, not doing York any favours here. The shot clock allowing them to make a substitution.
I think York, the tactics-wise, are playing a little bit into Lancaster's hands here with the defence. They're driving at the centre of the key, which is what Lancaster want. They want to crowd the key with their bigger players and stop them from getting easy layups. But I think York need to show a bit more patience, try and get it on the perimeter and not rush it and get some shots up. But they have 1 second here to get a shot. We could see something interesting here.
As the shot needs to go up. And potentially a lack of communication there results in a turnover, and it'll be a Lancaster ball. 21 seconds remaining of the first half here. As Lancaster missed the layup, allowing York to go on a fast break, bringing the ball up. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They have time. 3, 2, 1, out.
Good defense there by Lancaster. Very good defense to force York to take a really difficult shot there. And in the end, they didn't even manage to get it up. That's a positive quarter there for Lancaster. They've taken a bit of a lead here, but York by no means are out of this. They've played their part. They've made some really good shots, some really tough baskets, and they've been getting a little bit more space inside the key. So it's an interesting matchup here overall, I think.
Yeah, heading into the halftime here, it is York 32, Lancaster 41. So a 9-point lead for Lancaster.